30 minutes before Wednesday's Park City Planning Commission meeting was to start, Mayor Jack Thomas and Mayor-elect Andy Bierman asked to speak to Planning Commission Chair Adam Strawn. It was then Strawn was told about a third party bringing the mayor and applicant together to talk about an alternative plan. That's when they told Strawn they needed the commission to approve a one-week continuance so they could try and wrap up a bargain that had been months in the making. He told them it was up to the commissioners to make that decision. After agreeing to the continuance, the commissioners asked him to make one thing crystal clear to everyone involved.
In 1 week, there will not be another continuance. I don't think the other commissioners would support that request. There will be a decision. They put too much work into it. They put too much time. The public has put too much time into it. The applicant has put too much time, too much money into it. We're ready to go, and it's 1 week and 1 week only. And on December 13th, if there's not some inked agreement signed, sealed, and delivered, yeah, I think it's going to be decision time. There's no way I can ask these commissioners in good conscience to continue this yet again.
Strawn isn't sure what will happen if a deal is struck between the city and applicant, but in the off chance they don't, he is certain of one thing.
On the 13th, we're going to direct staff to draft findings of fact and conclusions of law and come back on the 20th and pass those with a motion. But on the 13th, I think you'll see the form of the motion that we would make.
As a trial attorney, Strawn says it's likely that a deal will be struck.
There's always a lot of serious consideration for alternative solutions when you're staring down the barrel of a jury verdict. And I think that's the case here. And this is the time when you put full faith, trust, and credit in your elected officials. And both Jack and Andy are close friends and very competent. And I'm sure the city staff that they've been working with on this deal feels it's a feasible solution in light of the impending decision that we may make. And I don't think they would have come to me last night at the 11th hour and asked me for a continuance, knowing the pressure it puts us under and knowing the awkward position it puts the public and the applicant in, unless they thought they had a real deal.
KPCW asked Strawn one last question.
If this should go into 2018, would you stay on
me,
or you're done?
Yeah, not with me. I think that's the issue is that forces the applicants and the city's hand is that there's a hard stop for Commissioner Joyce on January 3rd too, because he goes up to the city council, so his seat automatically becomes vacant. And there's a hard stop for me. I will not. Not in 2018. You know, it's got to be a decision's got to be made in 2017.
The next Planning Commission meeting is on Wednesday, December 13th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.